And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
While the U.S. government is one of checks and balances in which minority rights must be protected, it's also true that at some point the majority should rule. Unfortunately, thanks to pernicious phenomena like the U.S. Senate filibuster rule and the constant gerrymandering of legislative districts, we've reached a point at which basic premises of our democracy are in jeopardy. Right now in the U.S. Senate, Democrats have what ought to be enough votes to pass a raft of popular bills on everything from voting rights to gun safety to more fairly taxing the super rich. Indeed, Democratic senators currently represent over 40 million more Americans than their GOP colleagues. With the filibuster, however, Republicans representing just a fifth of the populace can easily stop legislation that overwhelming majorities support. Now add in gerrymandering, which distorts U.S. House delegations like North Carolina's, where Republicans hold 8 of 13 seats in a 50-50 state, and the situation becomes that much more unjust. The bottom line, to preserve our democracy, now is the time to end the filibuster and gerrymandering once and for all. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.